But welcome back again to another great episode of The First Inning. Like, share, subscribe, and please comment below. It means a lot when you do. The conversation doesn't stop. When we are off the air, this conversation continues. We got a lot to talk about today. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on, and we're going to go into that now. I got Noray calling me here. Yo, what's up, man?
What's good, bro? You know, you could call me instead, right? Because sometimes I don't, like, the last time I slept through the text messages and I keep them here.
Yeah, I gotta, well, that's my next step, is to call you if you don't call in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I'm live now, and we got 4 weeks until spring training, man.
Yeah, for real. Oh, damn, how many minutes were in the show?
Oh, I just started about a minute ago.
Oh, okay. What's up, people?
Yeah, I like to get everything going, make sure everything works before I really start.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, big news. I don't know if you heard, but Vladdy Guerrero signed with the Mets.
Oh, yeah. They're the same name.
It's his stepbrother.
It's his stepbrother, yeah. I thought that was like his, brother, you know?
It's his stepbrother, but Vladimir Guerrero Sr. is the father.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
The baseball player is the father.
Yeah, I know.
So we got that going, and yeah, man. Plus that we got, hold on, I was going to read something here. Where is it? Go to my threads. Talking about Marcus Stroman here. So, with Marcus Stroman, the Yankees improved their rotation last week by agreeing with Marcus Stroman on, what was it? On a 2-year deal?
I think a 2-year deal with a
30-year
option.
Yeah. So, believe it or not, Marcus Stroman, he's from New York.
Yeah, Long Island.
He's from way out there. So,
yeah.
he says he likes pitching in big situations.
Yeah, also, apparently he took less money to play with the Yankees.
Yeah, that's true. Let me see here. Stroman has a 5-pitch mix, which includes a sinker. His number one pitch.
That's the one to get the ground balls.
Yeah, the sinker. Curveball, cutter, slider, and 4-seam fastball. With other clocks in the low 90s, those pitches helped him become an All-Star in 2023, his second career selection. So he's coming off a All-Star year too.
Yeah.
You know, which is good.
Definitely.
So let me see. Last year he went 9-6 with an ERA of 2.96. Before the All-Star break with the Cubs.
He got injured. That's why his numbers were terrible afterwards.
His rib cage and hip injury slowed him down in the second half.
Yeah.
He only appeared in only 8 games, and 2 of them were out of the bullpen.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, stuff happens, you know, but, you know, obviously, besides that, he was really good.
Yeah. Another thing with the Yankees is that the Yankees have agreed with a contract with Francisco Valerio, number 15 international prospect, as the 2024 signing period opened on Monday, and the club has not yet to confirm this agreement. But let me see. The Yankees lost $1 million from their international signing pool when signing Carlos Rendon, who rejected a qualifying offer from the Giants, leaving the Bronx Bombers with only $4,662,200. You know, but this new kid, Valerio, he was trained by Carlos Lopez in the Dominican Republic. So, as an international player, he is signed with a major league team between January 15th and December 15th. So he got signed on the last day, and he must turn 16 before he signs, and be 17 before September 1st that following year. So the kid is only 16 years old.
Yeah, damn, he's young.
Yes. So let me see. That means players born between September 1st, 2006 and August 31st, 2007 will be eligible to sign in the current signing period. Players must be registered with Major League Baseball in advance to be eligible to sign.
Hey, what's his name again? Oh, never mind, I got him.
Francisco Valerio.
Hold on, let me see something.
Villoro? Villoro?
Yeah, so.
I don't know what the hell that last name is, man. These guys got some weird ass names, man. Like, how come they can't just make it normal for once?
I know, right?
My God, how can it just be like Marcus Brown and you know?
Yeah.
God.
Damn, this guy really, damn, this guy was born in 2006. Damn. Can
Yeah,
you believe it?
he's a super baby.
Yeah, man, like I can't believe they're getting younger, we're getting older.
Yeah, man. And soon we'll be seeing Aaron Judge's last game one day. My
Yeah,
God,
right? Damn.
it's crazy, man. And it's only what, 6 years from now.
Yeah.
It sounds like a long way, but it's a very comes very fast, man.
Yeah.
Sucks. But let me see. The Blake Snell market. The Blue Jays are reportedly they want Blake Snell now, the Blue Jays. That would have been a nice
Awesome.
pickup to get though, Blake Snell. I guess the Yankees don't really want him, so
Yeah.
let me see. The Giants picked up Robbie Ray in a trade with the Mariners and signed Jordan Hicks. And the Yankees added Marcus Stroman.
Yeah.
So for Blake Snell, which he's on the market as the number two pitching free agent, the Red Sox, Phillies, Giants, and Angels all are looking at him. He should just go to the Phillies. Blake Snell.
Oh yeah, but you should maybe.
Because if the Yankees aren't going to buy him, I'd rather go to the Phillies then, because the Phillies have a chance of going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know about the Giants this year. They weren't so great last year. The Red Sox, I don't know about them. So, you know, well, anyway, the Yankees have made an offer to Blake Snell already. So,
Oh
it's,
yeah,
I guess it's
how
still
he's
on the
good.
table. I have no idea, but, you know, I don't know
I
if
don't
he'll
think he's
take it
been
or not.
successful.
So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
It's all weird, man. But I mean, Marcus Stroman is a good pickup, though. A lot of Yankee fans say that they don't like it.
Yeah, right? What is that about?
I seen a thing on the Michael K show. They went on a whole rant talking about how he sucks and all kind of stuff.
Wait, who, Michael K?
Yeah.
Damn.
How Yankee fans say he sucks and he has an attitude problem. The Yankees don't need him. They don't want him. I don't know why they did it. That was Michael K.
Damn, well, I don't know. What did Marcus Stroman do to him?
Don't know, but I mean, he has argued with people before in the past. So the joke is when he goes on the mound and gives up five runs, he's gonna block everybody on social media. He's gonna block the whole Yankee universe on social media.
True. But sometimes I feel like people need to be put in their place.
True, but the thing is that he brings excitement to the game, though.
Exactly.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, he doesn't do anything obnoxious or, anything that I saw that was like, oh man, that's kind of crazy. What's this guy from third, from the Padres? Manny Machado done more stupid stuff than anybody else ever did,
Oh yeah, true.
and nobody's talking about him.
Nah.
With all the showboating and carrying on that they were doing. So, it is what it is. Oh, another breaking news. Kendall Graveman.
Oh yeah. The Astros, right?
I think so. Let me get into this. Expected to miss the season with shoulder surgery.
Damn, that
So,
sucks for him.
yeah, man. Let me see what the hell happened. On Tuesday, did not specify. He's only 33 years old, which is not good. That means he's gonna have a hard time coming back. Oh, he missed the whole 2023 postseason due to shoulder troubles.
Yeah.
Oh, so they told him to rest, and when he started throwing again, something happened, and
Yeah.
now he needs surgery.
Yeah. I hope he gets better.
Yeah, that sucks, man. I don't wish that on nobody to get
Yeah,
surgery or none of
true.
that stuff. You're here to play a game that you love.
Yeah, for real.
Well. What are you gonna do? But they gotta take care of these players a little bit more though.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What's going on over here? Graveman, 24 Marlins name. Bovovic, player development director. Not too much right here. Let me go into Twitter and check the Twitter world real quick and see what's going on over there. I know the Yankees should be popping up into spring training about now.
Yeah.
Because usually they get there by the ending of January. I know Judge did that a few years already, so I don't know if they do it again. But as of right now, it's about to happen. Can't wait for the spring training to start. It's gonna start on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
Oh wow, talk about Yankee news. On this day in 1974, Mickey Mantle and Whitey Ford were elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Wow, how many years ago that is? That's what, almost 50 years ago?
Damn, yeah, basically.
Wow, yeah, 50 years. 50 years to the day. Holy cow. That's something, man. I read the whole book of Mickey Mantle, his biography that he wrote.
Yeah.
It was really good, man.
Oh, damn, I didn't even get the chance to read that yet.
Yeah, is he had a serious life, man. Derek Jeter walking off his final at bat. I remember that. You could text the Yankees now.
Wait, what you mean?
Official Twitter of 27 Champions, text us at 917-809-4227.
Do it, see what happens.
Yeah, right? Like, you bitch asses. Yeah, man, 50 years ago to the day, man, these guys became Hall of Famers. Ain't that something?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, Mickey Mantle was a hell of a player. He broke his ACL in the playoffs. And he still played, man.
Something the players came through today, they're not tough.
And you know, with two ACLs on both knees, they said he only missed a step.
Oh, damn.
That's how fast he was. That he was still fast. And they had to wrap him up. They had to wrap his knees up like tape. Like tape it up to so the bone don't come apart.
That would have been painful.
Yeah. And then it said when he got home, it took him like 2 hours to get out of the car. That's how much pain he was in every day.
Damn, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, they had to wrap him up like a mummy. I actually have a Mickey Mantle card, believe it or not.
Oh, you do?
I am an owner of a Mickey Mantle card. This is late years, but it's a 1950 something, somewhere. It's over there in the box. I actually got to go to Mickey Mantle's restaurant.
He had a restaurant too.
He had a restaurant on 59th Street and Broadway? No, not Broadway. 9th Avenue or 6th Avenue? No, 6th Avenue and 59th Street, I think it was. And he had all his memorabilia in there. You could buy some of the memorabilia in there.
That's cool.
Yeah, man, they had his championship ring, World Series ring. You could buy it for $3,000. That was a steal. That was a steal back in them days, man. If I had a credit card, I would have got it. But I didn't have one at the time. But yeah, he had a restaurant. It was a good restaurant, so I went there about three times.
Oh, it went out of business.
It went out of business, yeah. Maybe 10 years ago. Yeah, it didn't last long. And the restaurant maybe lasted maybe 10 years.
I never like heard of it, but
Yeah, and then outside the door they had a replica of his Hall of Fame plaque on the outside of the door. And then he had his own booth that he actually sat at. And if you were lucky to sit there, you was lucky to sit there.
oh, damn.
At Mickey Mantle's booth. Yeah, man, it was real nice. Very sad. Let me see. What else we got here? The Marlins, huh? They hired Rachel Bovac. Boy, I just missed it. As director of player development. She managed
Oh,
the
yes.
Yankees. She was the Yankee manager
Yeah.
on the Tampa Tarpoons last year. Telling you, girls could play baseball. It's just that they haven't found good ones yet.
Sure.
Now, here's something people might not know. There's 40 days until spring training. The first spring training game, 40 days. But it's only 4 weeks till pitchers and catchers report. But maybe this is something you don't know. Now, Whitey Ford, Yogi Berra, and Mickey Mantle. Well, Yogi Berra got Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle into buying land in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Right? So, as they were playing,
Yeah.
they didn't know what to do with it. So, 19. About when Mickey Mantle retired, a company came over and offered the money for that land, and you know who that was? That was Walt Disney.
Oh.
And Walt Disney offered them money to buy that land, which is now Disney World.
Oh, damn, I didn't even know that.
But believe it or not, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Whitey Ford owned the land of Disney World before it was Disney World.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah, man. And then, of course, Disney World was built in the 1970s, and it was history ever since.
They probably offered them a lot of money for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like a deal. Like, it wasn't a lot of money, but it wasn't a little bit of money either. One of those things.
Hopefully they didn't get ripped off.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't think they did. I think they pretty well for themselves.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, you are going there soon, right?
To where?
To Disney World?
Yeah, I'll be there in February.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good. There's gonna be a whole lot of video of damn Disney World.
Well, that's sorry.
For real.
That should be a good one.
But it'll be all good.
Yeah, definitely, man.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Do we have any other topics to talk about?
Let me see. Let me go through. Pretty much did all of them all. Let me see. Who else we got? Guerrero signed with the Mets. We did the international guys. They got a whole school over there. Different teams have different schools over there. Graveman got the surgery. The Marlins got the girl. That's pretty much it. Let me see the latest free agent. Let's see. At least 6 teams reportedly interest in All-Star Slugger. JD Martinez is still looking for a team to play for.
Oh wow, I'm surprised, like, you know, they're still interested in him.
They say six teams are interested in him, so they're waiting for his price to drop. It doesn't mention what teams, but let me see. The Blue Jays are monitoring Blake Snell. Active market for Norris, with Yanks and Rangers emerging and as
Oh
front
yeah.
runners.
Oh yeah, the relief pitcher. I'm surprised we haven't signed them yet. Like, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, right. The market for veteran relief Hector Norris is gaining momentum. According to MLB, the Yankees and Rangers appear to be emerging as front runners for the 34-year-old right-hander. He spent 8 seasons of his minor major league career with the Phillies before pitching with the Astros last year,
Yeah.
and he helped Houston win a World Series in 22. Oh, so 2 years, and he won a World Series with them. I mean, 1.71 ERA.
Yeah, that's good.
So I don't know what is going on with that. I guess they're playing like take it or leave it. Like this is what they offered, and if you don't want it, then you're not gonna play on the team type of thing, you know? So the Giants got Jordan Hicks, 4 years, $44 million. He's expected to work in the Giants rotation.
He's a reliever, though. I don't know why they're trying to make him the starter.
Yeah, they Hicks is expected to work in the Giants rotation after previously serving mostly as a reliever.
Exactly. What the hell are they doing?
So they're saying the move raises questions about what might be next for the Giants this offseason. They've linked to re-signing National League Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell. They're trying to get Blake Snell. But because they got Hicks, it's causing them to focus their attention on other targets, such as third baseman Matt Chapman. So they can go either way with this thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And Joey Votto is still looking for a team to play for, too.
You should just retire already, like, you know.
I mean, he played with Cincinnati for mad long.
Yeah, so once you know, should retire.
17 seasons with the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, you call it a day, man.
Yeah, right. He's kind of up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's 40 years old too.
See, that's what I'm saying. Call it a day.
Damn. Unless he wants to be a manager or a coach.
You should just remain as a rep for the, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll see what happens, man. But anyway, I guess we can end it here. Because we pretty much talked about everything. I didn't check the YouTube. Let me check if anything is on YouTube. Aiden Dalvia, what's up? We both want Hector Norris and we both want Wendy Peralta back. That is a fact.
Yes.
Can't mute it, but anyway, it is what it is. But yeah, we'll be back again on Friday. another episode. Then by Friday, we'll be 3 weeks away from spring training.
Oh, definitely, right.
We'll be closer and closer to it. So we're on the fourth week right now. And we're slowly, slowly winding down into February. So it's gonna be good. Gonna be good baseball, it's gonna be fun. And we're gonna be good. So yeah, I'd like to thank y'all for watching. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll definitely be back on another one. So long, everybody, and see ya.